I'm Graham Hill, and welcome to another podcast. I'm the author of Electric Cars, The Truth Revealed. You can get a copy of that by going to grahamhilltraining.com, and you can buy that for a few pounds. And if you want to pay for the upsell, which is the training course, which will be coming out in 2024, then you're welcome to do that. Very low cost compared with what it will be when we issue the training course itself, which will be up in the hundreds. So as you're aware now, these podcasts are all to do with insurance as applied to electric cars, covering all manner of subjects. I'm not covering everything that's in the book, but all the main issues that you may face moving into an electric car, things that you need to take into account. Some of the things are the same as you would do with a petrol or diesel car. But if I think you don't actually know about this, or where most people don't know about these things, then I'm going to tell you about it anyway, because it needs to apply to electric cars, but it can apply to everything. And that's particularly the case in the next one I'm going to talk about, which is free insurance. Now, as we've always learned in life, there's no such thing as a free lunch. There's always a price to pay. And that couldn't apply more to free insurance. Now, why do they give you free insurance? It makes life easier for the dealer, especially when it's a brand new car. You've got your brand new car. You're coming up to the time when the car needs to be registered. So the ideal way, in my opinion, is to not take free insurance, get out the insurance that you want through your own insurance company. Then you've got all the features included. Because although the chance of you having an accident or whatever in those first 5 or 7 days, some last for 5 days, some last for seven, very remote, it could happen. You know, someone wins the lottery each week. So, you know, not necessarily every week because there's a rollover. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. So when you take out the free insurance, it makes life easier for the dealer, because they would have, the manufacturer normally has come to an arrangement with someone like Aviva. You've given their telephone number, you phone them up, you give them all the details that have been given to you by the dealer, and they then issue a cover note on the car. They've got all your details. They issue the cover note for 5 to 7 days. The cover note goes over to the dealer. They can now register the car, and everything goes ahead very smoothly. It's a little bit more complicated if you have to do it yourself through your own insurance company and then get them to issue the cover note by email to the dealer. It's not that much more complicated, but, and here's the big but, you will include everything you want to include in the insurance for those few days that may not be included in the policy. A few years ago, I had a call from the Telegraph. I get on with most of the national newspapers, and I've had stories, and I provide them with stories and bits and pieces. And they said, Graham, we've got a spot coming up at the weekend. Have you got a little article you can give us on cars? And I said, yeah. I came up with this idea on the free car insurance. And they included it. And basically what you need to know is, one, they can be very minimalistic. So they will just have enough cover in them to cover for fully comprehensive insurance. Now, that may mean that the contents of the car, if they get stolen out of the car, may not be covered, or they may be limited to 100 quid or whatever. And if you've got a laptop in the car in the boot, and the boot's been jammed open and someone's stolen your laptop, then in those few days, you may not get the value of your laptop back from the insurance company, whereas you may have covered any contents in your car for £1,000 or whatever, £1,500, £2,000 for what you have in the car. And it's a risk that you take. Now, there are one or two other things that you may not have covered. One that most certainly won't be covered is your no-claims discount protection. So if you have a claim in those first 7 days whilst you've got cover on the free insurance, you won't be able to carry that over. So even though you've had it for many, many years on your own insurance, you've now lost it because you've made a claim and you've not got the claim protection. So again, it's a reason why you would want to take it out in your own name. Now, there was another interesting thing. There was an incident that happened when my article went out into the Telegraph. They had one of their readers that wrote into them and said, that chap Graham Hill had it absolutely spot on. I picked up my new car. I think it was a Jaguar, but don't hold me to that. Sorry, Jaguar, if I'm wrong. I'm pretty much 100% certain it was a Jaguar. Anyway, the story went along the lines. He picked the car up, drove it to the end of the road. Stone comes up, cracks the windscreen. Goes back to the dealership and says, right, okay, it had taken out his 5 or 7 days free insurance. And they turned around and said, well, actually, we don't cover the glass. So you must cover the glass. That's ridiculous. They said, no, we don't cover the glass. And I think it was something like £1,400 to replace the windscreen. So he goes into one. They get the dealer principal or the managing director come down. And after a lot of shouting and arguing and so on, they agreed to replace the windscreen. And this gentleman said, well, you know, it was right to highlight this because when I checked the policy, there are a lot of things that weren't included in the policy that you would probably want to have included in your policy when you take out the insurance. So had taken out the free insurance is not necessarily a great idea. It might save you £5, £10 or whatever. Now, there is another issue on this particular point of the replacement windscreen. Because if this was the case, as I've already told you in one of the earlier podcasts, replacement windscreens on electric cars are a lot more expensive, 6 times more expensive than a standard windscreen. Standard windscreen is about £400 trade. The replacement windscreen with all the new recalibrations and so on and so forth work out around about £2,400. So that's a lot of money. And if you haven't got that covered by the insurances, they turn around and say, well, there's no glass cover on the policy, and you end up having to pay that. That's a big chunk of change. So that's another reason why you wouldn't do it. Now, there is another thing, because I do these things. I was checking through various free insurance policies, and I found that they said that your data would be collected and could be shared with other partners. And then it went on to say other partners, and it didn't define partners, in EU countries and countries outside the EU, so pretty much the rest of the world. So they could share your data with anybody in China or Russia or anywhere they want to share your data with, they can share your data. And by taking out the free insurance means you've signed off the right for them to be able to use your data. So there's two really good reasons. One, because you want to get the cover that covers everything you want to have covered inside the car if you do have an accident. And on top of that, it's your data. And once you've taken out the free insurance, they've got carte blanche to share your data with just about anybody they want to. And that's why you'll then start getting loads and loads of advertising come into your inbox because they've now got your email address and all sorts of other things. Now, I'm not saying they actually do that, but it's in the terms and conditions of the contract. So check that out. And having that in there and also the other bits and pieces that you won't have covered, you need to get that sorted. So my recommendation is I've already told you in the earlier podcast, you need to, between 21 and 23 days, you need to organise your insurance. And if you do that, then you can ask them, once you've got the registration number, then you can ask them to issue a cover note against that registration number, and you'll have the email address for the dealership, and that's all they need. But you've then got all your other cover in place, things like your glass cover, all sorts of different things you would want to have covered in the insurance, which you've probably taken for granted in the, you know, in your policy, but it won't necessarily be included in the free insurance policy. And the chances are you won't have an accident and nothing will happen. You won't have it broken into and so on, but just in case. Okay, that's another one. I think we really, really are now coming towards the end. But anyway, I've got one more subject at least I want to tell you about because I think it's a great product. So watch out for the next one. Some great advice on the next one. I've been Graham Hill. Thanks for watching.